Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Live. We are kicking off the third hour here of the program. Can bring up anything you want to discuss. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Matt.
And Vincent.
Phones are open. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We talked about the SEC and their continuing attack on the cryptocurrency world. They're not going after crypto staking, taking out Kraken and their U.S.-oriented crypto staking service. So U.S. customers for Kraken are going to be SOL. As far as staking is concerned, effective apparently immediately. Kraken's going to pay them $30 million to settle this case so it doesn't go to court.
The SEC. Kraken's paying the SEC $30
million. Did I not say make that clear? Yeah, Kraken's going to pay $30 million.
To the SEC. Because the SEC was damaged to the point of $30
million. No.
Oh, wait, they weren't?
No.
The SEC
Kraken wanted to avoid, I guess, what they thought would be more than $30 million worth of damage if they took this to court, which is almost unbelievable, but that's what they were expecting. So maybe they saw what happened to Library and the fact that Library was completely destroyed, and they didn't want that to happen to them. So that's the end of that case. And then that means the SEC is probably going to bring another case against another crypto staking company, likely Coinbase or whoever the next victim will be. So we covered that, but if you want to comment, you're certainly welcome to join us. In other news, Project Veritas has been making headlines recently. We've certainly talked about it and played their videos. We played most of the full video that they had with the Pfizer executive revealing that they're doing gain-of-function research. They're manipulating the COVID disease in order to possibly create new variants and create new vaccines to make even more money. And you know, this is very kind of cynical, sick viewpoint that this individual from Pfizer had. They confronted him over it. Not Pfizer, but Project Veritas confronted this guy. He lost his mind, smashed the iPad that Veritas had. So then, like a week later, Veritas came out with a follow-up video. So they had more footage of this dude. They kept that, you know, to their coat, if you will. They kept that close when they released the first one. Then they released the second one. And in the second video of the same guy, he was talking about how Pfizer is aware that women have been having reproductive issues. Women who've been vaccinated have been having these issues. And, you know, that's not something Pfizer's been talking about publicly.
Right.
Dude said that. And so, like, that's all been out there. There's been a couple of other updates we haven't played for you here on Free Talk Live, but I'm not going to play the video. I'll just summarize what happened. They sent one of the Project Veritas people out to California and went to YouTube, you know, like this YouTube area where the executives live. And one of the YouTube executives, they found him outside of his mansion or wherever it is he lives there. He was like, I don't know, out for a morning jog or something. And they confronted him and asked them, hey, why'd you ban our channel, basically? Why did you strike our channel for telling the truth? And of course, the guy didn't want to say anything at all on camera. Well, apparently, a couple days ago, Veritas puts out an update saying that I don't remember the name of the city, but some city in California, the place where YouTube is located. I had not heard of it before. But this place, they had sent the police. They called the cops. The cops sent a letter to the Project Veritas journalist who confronted the YouTube guy saying that they have a warrant to get information about where the Project Veritas journalist's location was. So they want to get Google to hand over his location data, or Apple, or whatever his phone company is, to hand over his location data for where he was the morning of when he confronted the YouTube executive on video. So things are getting pretty crazy for the people over there at Project Veritas. Like, they're...
Sorry to interrupt. We're also in hot water for however they acquired the Ashley Biden diary.
Yeah, well, they got raided over that in 2021. There were multiple Project Veritas people raided. So yeah, they're definitely doing some good stuff, right? Like as they say, if you know you don't take flack unless you're over the target,
right? So what's happening with James O'Keefe though?
Well, that's the news, at least within the last couple of days. Headline broke, I think, yesterday. This is from NYMag.com, the Intelligencer, reporting that James O'Keefe, the founder and chairman of Project Veritas, has taken paid leave from the conservative nonprofit media organization as its board considers whether to remove him from his leadership position, according to current and former employees of the organization. An internal message sent to Project Veritas employees by their executive director, Daniel Strack, said that O'Keefe would be taking a few weeks of well-deserved PTO, or paid time off. An image of the message was shared by a source familiar with the organization's internal operations, and its authenticity was confirmed by a current employee. When reached for comment on his personal cell phone, O'Keefe said nothing in response and did not respond to follow-up calls and text messages. So, I mean, it definitely does. That seems like strange behavior from somebody who normally is all about, you know, well, give us transparency, right?
Who's on the board of directors at Project Veritas?
I have no idea.
You know, not for nothing. It's hard to think anything but negative things about this type of thing when you hear it.
Sure.
But my company, when you've worked there 5 years, they shut off your cell phone, they lock your email, and they make you go on vacation.
Really?
Yeah. You are on a forced sabbatical, and it's a month.
A whole month?
It's
wow.
Month. It's really good.
Just for your mental health, basically?
Just, yeah. It's a company with really high demand, with really passionate people working for it, and people will work themselves to death for the cause. And it's good that it's a nice thing. And that goes for everybody from the mailroom to the CEO. If you've been there for 5 years, your email gets shut off, your phone gets shut off.
Take a break.
We don't care what you do, but you're not doing it here.
And it's a paid month?
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet. So maybe that's what's going on here, Matt, but apparently there was a statement that Project Veritas made along with this, and it didn't sound like, hey, you know, we're just helping our guy out here take a vacation when he doesn't, you know, didn't ask for it. They say through a spokesperson, a statement has been released, quote, like all newsrooms at this stage, the Project Veritas Board of Directors and Management are constantly evaluating what the best path forward is for the organization. It read in part, it did not directly address questions about O'Keefe's employment status. And he, by the way, as of the last time I checked on Twitter, has been silent on this matter.
So, did it mention him stealing a sandwich from a pregnant woman?
No. Is that an allegation as well?
Yeah. I have the Daily Beast here, and I remember reading it earlier. Apparently, the allegations are that he would bully employees, and he'd be very, quote, outright cruel. At least according to the Daily Beast, which has every reason to hate, you know, James
Daily Beast.
But I mean, that doesn't mean they don't, you know, report truth sometimes.
Yeah, I think what you're pointing out here is that the leftist media definitely hates Project Veritas. They're definitely going to do everything they can to drag them through the mud. But you know, it's not hard to find somebody who worked for a person who doesn't like them anymore, right? Like if you've gone through, and I believe the statistics are, I think they have like 65 employees right now. And so, you know, they've gone through, well, probably at least a dozen or so that don't work there anymore, right? Like,
right.
That's just the way it goes. People quit. People move on. Some people get fired. So it's not hard to believe that somebody's burned by their experience. You know, they had a personality conflict with somebody like this. I mean, O'Keefe is, he's a mover and a shaker. He's going to be somebody that's, he's going to rub people the wrong way.
Sure. I mean,
that's just the way it's going to be.
That's true.
He's probably real type A. He's probably driven as, you know, and that if you're not that type of person, it's easy to be abraded by those types of people.
Well, in this case, it's not just a former employee, at least according to the Daily Beast here. It's from an internal memo signed by a third of Project Veritas's employees. Ian, I'm sending you the article if you want to check it out. Working for O'Keefe at Project Veritas can mean, quote, being publicly humiliated by him and what amounts to, quote, public crucifixions and even being required to take lie detector tests, his unhappy employees write in the memo. Now, this could also be BS. That sounds like so outlandish, lie detector tests. They have a quote here. I would describe Project Veritas's current environment with this saying, quote, the beatings will continue until morale improves. One disgruntled staffer wrote in the memo. So when they say staffer, I guess, yeah, they're currently working there.
Yeah, this I don't understand. It's like, why do you work for them then? Why are you there? Are you there just to be an... are they infiltrating Project Veritas?
Maybe.
Because, like, why wouldn't they do that, you right?
Know,
like,
I, when I was cooking for a living, when I was running restaurants, running kitchens... that was my credo in the kitchen. The beatings will improve. The beating will continue until morale improves. And you know what? I washed out the week.
Sure.
You didn't stay. And if you wanted to be with us, you were going to be a hustler. And you were going to put the sweat equity in. And you would be known as one of the best by the end of your stay there. And we always had successful restaurants. In an industry that had 80% failure rate, I never had one close. Except one that I was intentionally hired for the purpose of winding it down and closing it for a retiring owner. But that's it.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
It's unfortunate when people work together, right? Like when friends become coworkers, things can change for their relationships. I mean, I think we've had good fortune here on Free Talk Live over the years in that we don't have quote-unquote employees, right? So, like, we just have people that want to be on the air and want to express a thing.
Yeah, some that don't want to be on the air but ended up somehow getting talked into picking up Thursday night shifts.
You're
anyway.
Talking about yourself?
How many years did I turn you down for this?
I don't know. Yeah, there's some time.
Yeah. It took an FBI raid for me to get furious enough.
Serious.
To
oh, thanks, FBI. That's looking on
you
the
bright
side.
You got me out of the deal.
But, you know, I think we've been pretty fortunate here. I haven't had to, quote-unquote, fire many people. But, you know, even those who I've... quote unquote fired, like Chris Cantwell, over the years, I've still remained friendly.
Well, there's some that absolutely, there's one in particular, one girl I know that absolutely still psychotically hates you that you had to let go.
Oh, I know, yeah, I was thinking about that one.
Remember that one?
Yeah, right? Yeah, that one. I'd forgotten about her. That, she hates everybody.
And that axe is still sharp.
That one isn't just personal against me. That woman hates everyone she's ever known. Yeah. So that's another problem with her. But you know, it just goes to show that the larger an organization becomes, the more likely you're going to have personality conflicts within it. And it's like you say, if you're running an organization the way you want it to be run, you have got a vision for this thing that you want it to be. And if somebody is contrary to that vision in some way, shape, or form, they're not going to feel good. They're not going to be feeling welcomed. They probably don't belong there, which is why I say, why don't these people just leave? If it's a third of the employees and they hate their job so bad, why not just leave? I mean, if you're talented, you'll get picked up somewhere else.
Right.
So that's what makes me wonder is, you know, at some level, it's not unbelievable that Project Veritas, which is an organization that does undercover work, could also be subject to infiltration of its own, where maybe some whiny, I hate working leftists want to go get a job at Project Veritas so they can spill the beans on the, you know, the internal goings on of the company. Maybe that's, exactly what's going on here. And the other thing that I think is worth pointing out is... this happened to Glenn Greenwald.
Yeah, you remember? That's right. Yep.
Remember Glenn Greenwald, one of the co-founding members of The Intercept? A few years ago, I think it was maybe 2 or 3 years ago, Glenn Greenwald posted publicly that he was resigning or being fired. I forget which one it was. But something happened at The Intercept where he was the founder or co-founder of this news reporting investigative journalism organization, which has turned out some great work over the years. But things had gone in a direction where he wasn't feeling comfortable at his own company that he helped found. And that's because of this board of directors.
I see it all the time. People want to practice their craft. They do not want to be a business owner.
Mm-hmm.
So they hire other people to be the managers of the business. And before they know it, they're an employee. Yeah. And then they're a fired employee.
Yeah, it's tragic. And like I said, we've seen this happen before. It happened with Glenn Greenwald, and it appears that it may be happening with James O'Keefe right now. He was, I believe, he's the founder here, according to nymag.com. But at some point, he put a board of directors in charge of this thing, and I don't know I don't know if it's what you're saying. It's where it's like, well, I trust these people, and I'll let them handle this aspect of it. Or maybe it has to do with forming a corporation, and it's like, well, in most states, corporations have to have a board.
Right.
Right. So maybe it's
a nonprofit.
Is it a nonprofit?
Yeah. I'd be scoring this article here, yes, since it's a nonprofit, it has to have a board.
Right. Well, maybe it wasn't originally. Maybe, you know, back in the day, it was just James O'Keefe doing whatever it was he was doing. And then it got bigger, and he said, all right, well, let's do it as a nonprofit. Here's some people who I know and I trust. I'm going to bring them on the board. And then the board takes the organization in a completely different direction than what you had originally envisioned for it, and it is out of your hands at that point. They have total control.
Well, for somebody like that, it's always more important to keep, even though you named this thing Project Veritas, you got to call it Project Veritas with James O'Keefe.
Mm-hmm.
Call it James O'Keefe's
Project Veritas.
And then when they throw you out, then it's just like, well, we're going to
rename it.
We'll just go to James O'Keefe's. You know, the following is, you know, at risk of sticking with Project Veritas, not realizing that James O'Keefe is no longer there. But if they always knew that there was a guy named James O'Keefe associated with it, and anything new coming out of it doesn't appear to have that guy in it, they might go search him and he'd have his followers come back.
And according to here, he doesn't have the board's backing. He removed two board members, and later that day, the board voted to reinstate them.
Oof. When did this happen?
Yikes.
It says here, on Monday, Project Veritas staffers presented the nonprofit's board with a document covering his behavior, saying they were troubled and frustrated by his management style. Later that day, the board voted to reinstate two executives O'Keefe had fired a week earlier.
Whoa.
While O'Keefe went on paid leave.
Okay, two executives wouldn't be board members. He probably cannot.
I'm sorry. I misread that.
Yeah, but that is interesting. I didn't realize that was happening so close to this other news. So, yeah, that absolutely has to do with this, then.
Like, it'd be worth it to do a little homework and find out who these board member people are and where they come from. And who are they associated with. Like, is this shadowy government crap? Or
it could just be this, you know, this internal fighting in the conservative movement, right? There was another story recently. We didn't cover it, but I had it in show prep about the dude that sits at the table, Stephen Crowder.
Yeah.
He's always in that meme where he's sitting at a table at a college campus or whatever, like, change my mind, that guy. Apparently, he had a big falling out with a lot of the conservatives. I think Ben Shapiro, he's another big name in the conservative community. The Daily Wire was going to hire this dude, and they had a very, Crowder would say was restrictive contract.
Oh, the contract. Yeah, it was a huge contract, and he turned it down, right?
He turned like $50 million down, because as I understand it, the contract required that he take a hit in pay if they lost, like, if YouTube banned his channel, then Crowder would have to take a hit in pay. Which, you know, from one perspective, kind of makes sense, right? Like, they're not getting the revenue in that they were expecting from him, so therefore you get your pay dinged in that case. But Crowder's argument was, look, this is proof that these people are going to kowtow to the system, right? Like, oh, well, if you want to appease YouTube, then there's only so much you can say.
Right.
Right, so that essentially, the argument was that this is essentially a control on what his freedom of speech is, the topics he's able to cover, the viewpoints he's able to express.
And Crowder wasn't always an activist. Before this, he was a comedian, Crowder's a comedian. He's a stand-up comedian,
mm-hmm.
And so that means to me he's seen contracts before. And I think that was part of his point. I've seen this before, and I'm not interested in this contract for XYZ reasons that I'm very well acquainted with. No, thank you. And then he went on. The controversy started when he started going on about it, because what he's trying to do is warn other people about, you know, look out for this. This is a little.
Well, yeah, you got to read the contract.
You got to read the contract.
And if you can't do it yourself, you better hire an attorney who's going to be honest with you about it. Were you following that one at all on your show? Vincent, by the way, plug your show for us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's, I guess, the Shire Free Media show. It's on Odyssey at the eponymous channel, Shire Free Media. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did cover that a bit. I try and cover things that don't get, you know, as much coverage. But since, you know, Crowder is a gatekeeper and grifter, I had to cover it under my gatekeepers and grifters segment.
Did you take a side on that one?
Do I take his side? No, whoever wins, we lose. Or in that case, whoever loses, we win by, you know, by laughing at their at their expense. But I think like Crowder did it for cynical reasons. But I mean, I think he was absolutely right. I think that contract was unfair. And now some people would argue, well, if he loses, you know, if he loses his YouTube or gets a strike, then the company loses money. He's not worth as much.
Right.
But that makes sense. But the thing is, these conservative organizations, or quote unquote conservative, in my view, controlled opposition, grifting organizations like Daily Wire, maybe their bread and butter is, oh, we're standing up against censorship. Conservatives are getting censored, and yet they kowtow to the censorship.
Yeah, behind the scene, it's like you've got to do everything you can to avoid losing your YouTube channel.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, they should take a stand instead of, you know, financially incentivizing their talent. You know, for essentially their harem, you know, for stable of a talent, right? It's like the same way Fox News treats fresh talent, right? They put, you know, non-compete clauses, and they just, like, totally control them, and they give them these awful contracts, I guess, which is why I stayed, one of many reasons I decided to stay independent. And
what, did you have an offer on the table from, you know, one of these companies that wanted to control you?
Well, you know, I don't want to get, you know, too into that, but... no, I wasn't, you know, they knew I wouldn't be interested.
Gotcha. So, yeah, I think that could be it, too. Like, it may not be internal influencing as far as, like, leftist infiltrating Project Veritas. It might just be an internal battle between conservative forces
could
that
be.
Are trying to, you know, take over. Although, Shay's Place in the Odyssey chat says Project Veritas recently brought in some ex-CNN employee who is apparently accusing O'Keefe of being an abusive boss. Like, why would you
know?
Do that? Why would you do? You know, like, if they got CNN on their rap sheet, then they probably shouldn't be hired at Project Veritas. I don't know.
They also had I saw from Steve Bannon, they hired one of the lawyers from Dominion to be their lawyer for their legal troubles.
The voting company?
Yeah.
Wait, Veritas hired a Dominion lawyer?
Yeah, I sent it to you.
Why does that make any sense? You know, it's funny, this is like a wash, rinse, repeat thing we hear all the time. You know, like Alex Jones. Alex Jones's attorney only has one other client, and it's the Bronfman family, which is like... The Rockefellers,
the Seagrass people, right?
Yeah,
yeah. They're big, connected, like major,
huge, major money, major
NXIVM.
Money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the NXIVM cult.
Right. I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
So O'Keefe, let's see here. A little bit more from the statement from Project Veritas. Quote, there are 65-plus employees at Project Veritas dedicated to continuing the mission to expose corruption, dishonesty, waste, fraud, and other misconduct in both public and private institutions. To our supporters, we hear you, we care about you, and we will never give up, unquote. However, they did not address O'Keefe. So they say they care about their supporters, but they're not telling their supporters what's actually going on, why O'Keefe has been given paid time off. And it sure sounds like you're onto something there, Vincent, you know, given that he fired two people and then the board undid his firings. And then all of a sudden, 3 days later, he's out. At least.
They call themselves Veritas, but they're being very opaque right now.
Yeah. More coming up here in moments. But rest assured, wherever it is this guy ends up going, if he ends up being fired, maybe he won't. But if he ends up being fired, he'll land on his feet and he'll start something else up.
He's not a quitter.
No, there's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The U.S. USA News Update. At a hearing Thursday over the ordeal of the Chinese spy balloon.
China is a real threat and one we need to take seriously, which is exactly why we're here today.
Democratic Senator John Tester of Montana spoke before a public meeting where lawmakers heard from top Defense Department officials about the nature of what happened last week. Military officials say that they and the president concluded the balloon was not a threat to Americans, and so decided to just watch it closely and then shoot it down and grab it to study how China is using them. An attorney for President Biden's son, Hunter, is hitting back at House Republicans after they requested records related to his business dealings. They said there's no legitimate legislative purpose and oversight basis for such a request. They also noted Hunter Biden is a private citizen. The demand for documents was made by the House Oversight Committee. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about internal turmoil, apparently, at Project Veritas. Now, the left-wing media is just, you know, having a ball with this information. I think it's unfortunate. I mean, by the way, you know, we're not conservatives here on Free Talk Live. We're liberty-minded people, typically, behind the microphones here. But I do appreciate the work that Project Veritas does, because they are doing some stuff that you really just don't see out there. You don't see this kind of undercover ambush interview. Rebel News is doing ambush interviews. They did some really good stuff at the World Economic Forum, ambushing people outside. But, Vincent, I saw you shaking your head a moment ago.
Well, anytime anyone says Rebel News and doing a good job, I immediately get concerned. But no, you're right in that case. Ezra Levant himself actually went to Davos at the WEF.
So yeah, he confronted Bourla from Pfizer there.
So, yeah, I mean, they could do some good work, but, I mean, their thing is selling email address. They always have petitions and lists, so it is a massive grift.
Gatekeeper. Oh, really?
You know, Zionist gatekeepers also, I mean, you know, like Gavin McInnes worked for them and criticized Israel, and then they, you know, bring him on an all-expense-paid trip to Israel, and then suddenly he loves Israel and wants to bomb those Palestinians. So,
oh, interesting.
I didn't mean to get into that diatribe, but, yeah, that's why I made the face. But yeah, I mean, you know, I, good for Visa. I want to encourage Visa grifters when they do good work. Yeah, I mean, good for them. I think they should be encouraged.
Are you saying Project Veritas are also in the grifter camp, as far as you're concerned?
No, I don't think so, because they actually do stuff of value.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they overhype the importance of what happens, because, like, they've shown, like, I remember they came to New Hampshire many years ago, and they went to my town of Hanover, and they showed just how easy it was to commit, vote. You know, I think, like, James O'Keefe himself, you know, who's not a New Hampshire resident, basically, you know, got himself signed up to vote. And it was, really? You know, it was amazing. So yeah, it was amazing work. Yeah, it's one of her older things. It's pretty buried, but nothing ever comes of it. But no, I wouldn't describe him as a grifter, because I mean, he associates with a lot of grifters, but it's for publicity. Like, he actually does stuff of value. So.
Well, I mean, it's pretty common that, you know, a lot of exposés aren't going to take down the government, right? Like, it's valuable just from the perspective of. Those who want to know can find out. Those who want to know what's really going on don't just have to speculate. Now we can show somebody, oh, look, here's a video of this Pfizer guy saying the things that people have been speculating on for the last 2 years. Now it's out there in the open. Here's your proof. So for anybody that was wanting some proof, they do give that. It's not going to result in what I think a lot of the conservatives think. Like, I get what you're, and you're absolutely right with what you're saying here, Vincent. Whenever that video came out from Veritas, you could see the conservatives on social media saying things like, all right, now the Congress is going to bring Pfizer in, and they're going to grill them, and they're going to take Pfizer down. No way. Not a chance.
And that's more, and I'll admit, that's more of an indictment against, like, the people and, you know, the people in power than it is, you know, Veritas, right? I mean, they're doing the best they can.
Yeah, well, it's also an indictment against just the ignorance of these conservatives and believing that these people in D.C. are going to all of a sudden switch gears and do something to hold these people accountable. It's, like, not even possible. In fact, the latest video from Project Veritas that I saw today, it was at some hotel. I think it was in D.C. or wherever it was. And so they were having some kind of convention of the Republican Governors Association. And who was showing up to speak or be seen at the Republican Governors Association? None other than Pfizer's CEO, Albert Bourla.
Interesting.
And so they're confronting Bourla on the way. He's apparently the Veritas guys bought a room at this hotel, because they actually pull that out as a card when the hotel security comes up. And they're like, you got to leave. This is private property. And they say, well, we've got a room here. And so then that kind of flummoxed them for a little bit. Because how do you tell your customers they have to leave, you know, the area? They weren't inside the room where the convention was going on. They're just out in the hallway, right? So they're trying to get comments from Bourla about being, you know, a corrupt scumbag or whatever it was. Of course, he's not talking. Security's like batting this woman's microphone away, like actually assaulting her, hitting her physically, hitting her to try to keep her from pointing her microphone at Bourla. And so, like... I forgot the reason I was telling you about this latest story, but you know, it's pretty interesting journalism, and they are really doing good work over there.
They're calculated. They put themselves where they need to be when they need to be there, and they show up 5 minutes early.
I remember the point. The point was that it was the Republican Governors Association that this guy was going and talking to. It was like, so you Republicans, you think the Republican in office are going to actually do something about Pfizer? It's like zero chance that that's ever going to become a reality. Let's go to the phones here. We got, I think, was it James calling from Florida?
Yeah, right here, man. Thank
James.
You.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Can you hear me just fine?
Yeah, we got you loud and clear.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I just want to ask Vincent, because the thing is, look, at first I turned on the show, and then I see him there. I thought it must be a mistake, right? So ever since I've been listening to you guys, and you brought some great stuff, that's why I didn't call. But when I heard Vincent talking about the show, when you said you asked him to plug the show, right? So he said at the show, but he didn't say on what days of the week. And,
oh, good point.
And Vincent, listen, I don't want you to get upset, man. I'm a fan, so I'm not saying this is disrespect.
No, you're just trying to help him out. Yeah, it's good information. We probably got sidetracked. We probably got sidetracked. So, yeah, the show is Vincent's show is Shire Free Media. What days is it live, Vincent?
Oh, it's been a tumultuous time for me, but like the set definite absolute date that it's live is Friday 8 p.m.
Oh, so competing with us now, huh? I see how it is.
Well, I'm a family man now, and I can't stay up as late as I used to. You know, I could only I have to stop at half a bottle of wine now. You know, I'm growing old.
Right. That's true. Hey, but Vincent, listen, the thing is that every time I miss one of your episodes or I catch it late, the episode is not available on your Odyssey. So I have to, you know, I have to, like, see what happens. But what's going on, bro?
Oh, I see. I actually had some, I'll be very brief about this. I had some internet problems. For some reason, the Ethernet cord, I couldn't upload anything. I have, like, a 200 Mbps download, but, like, a 0.3 upload, and so I had to go back to Wi-Fi, and then the Wi-Fi I had like 190 Mbps or whatever upload. So that's one reason I've been having some issues. But yeah, I mean, in all honesty, I've been having some creativity. I've been having some, like, you know, direction issues. I mean, it's something not for Free Talk Live to talk about, but,
I'll tell you what, ping me after the show, Vincent. We can go over, Odyssey. There may just be a feature you're missing that might make this whole process.
Oh, no, I know how to do it. I just haven't been. I've just been so self-conscious about my work recently. And I know, to the audience, I'm sorry, but.
I know how he can be on this one, James. He gets this way. It's like, I tried to tell him years ago, like, quit judging yourself and just put every show you do out.
And I wish I listened.
Let the people decide. Go ahead.
Yeah. Just do the show because you're doing great, man. You're as good as these guys over here at Free Talk Live. So, and that's why I missed the show, you know, and I love your show as much as I love this one. So, you know.
God, now James got me wanting to listen to Vincent's show. Now I got to go tune in.
That means a lot to me, James. Thank you.
He does a good job.
Vincent, the thing I'm missing is when you used to do the show on Saturday nights at the studio here. Because I miss it, but I also miss the bumper music. Damn, man, I really miss the music. I hope this was good.
Thank
you, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Hey, James, thank you for the call tonight, man. I appreciate the kind words.
Good night, guys.
Thank you for the feedback. I miss that caller. He used to call on occasion. He's always fun. Always fun. Let's go to a different
call. I like this James a lot more than the old James, I have to say. I like this James a lot more.
The crazy James? Yeah. Thank goodness he doesn't call in. Of course, we also banned him from the lines.
I miss those Saturdays, too. Those Saturdays are nice.
Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Oh, she's having a fight with Richard there. Sarah. Sarah, you're on the air.
Oh, yes, Sam.
Hey, Sarah.
Okay, yes, I have to come here.
What are you having a fight with Richard? What's going on back there?
Oh, I was just watching TV. I have to get into another room. But
he just talks loudly normally.
Yeah, he's deaf.
Oh, okay. That explains it. What are you guys watching? What's on TV tonight?
Oh, there was a show about the Hawaii, you know, but
the Hawaii.
About the kayaking or whatever. And
oh, okay.
So, yeah. No, but that's why I was talking about the...
Are you trying to get Richard to take you to Hawaii? Like a little vacay?
No. We've both been there and had a Waikiki, so we're talking about Waikiki. That.
Why don't you move there? I hear it's a real communist kind of place.
Well, I don't know. I thought New Mexico was pretty communist.
It may be, actually. I'm not sure which one's worse. They're both pretty bad. Or good, from your perspective.
They gave me another $200 in EBT.
Who does?
They told me that they're going to cut my EBT, and then they dumped another $220 in me. I don't know what they're doing, you know? But anyway, every time they try to cut the EBT, there's people that lobby. We fight back.
Yeah, you got to get that free money.
We want that. We want that stuff that other people worked for. We don't want stuff that we worked for. We want stuff that other people worked for.
You don't know what working means.
Well, I mean, in the free bus, we're fighting to keep the free bus girl with no ID, too. We'll push back. We're not going to get rolled over because it just penalizes the people that don't have money. That $20 is a big deal for people that get the rent is $650 for studio. We got nothing afterwards.
Well, why would they rent it for Section 8? Why not just do Section 8? Why do you have to bother with that rent stuff?
Oh, the Section 8, they put you through the wringer. You have to apply and wait for another year, and then they...
That's almost like a job, applying and then...
Well, but then you stay in a shelter for a year until you get the thing, right? You got to be a ghetto capitalist, okay? It's not just enough to take, like, your GDP and stuff. You got to be a ghetto capitalist, okay? You have to, you know, there's a way to game all of this, right? And if you record it, then you could be a regular capitalist and, you know, sell, you know, start a grift and, you know, teach people how to, you know, be a ghetto capitalist and live on, you know, disability and live on all of this stuff. And then, you know, you won't have to. Well, actually, no, you'd make so much money teaching people that, then you'd have to get off it. So, no, I guess there's real no point. And it requires drive, too, that someone, you know, drive that, you know, would have, you would have gotten for, like, an actual job, right, instead. But, you know, for anyone else listening, yeah, ghetto capitalism all the way.
What, Sarah?
I canceled. I'm still a customer of the network marketing, but Richard, he canceled out.
It was
too much pressure.
Too much pressure,
yeah,
huh?
He was trying to market, you know what I mean? And then he just got really frustrated, but.
So he didn't get. Did he ever have any downline? Did he ever get any people as marketers underneath him?
Well, he had customers. That
no, that's not what I'm asking.
What's the difference? No, he signed up people. But
yeah, but they weren't working the business, right? They were just buying the product.
Yeah, he just had customers like myself, and they weren't expanding.
Yeah.
So
he quit.
And then they all dropped out. So
oh.
He kind of got bummed out.
And why'd they drop out? Was the product too expensive? Didn't do what it promised?
Well, you know what? It was like somebody that he enrolled, and it was their friends. And when he canceled out, all of their friends canceled out. So we would never know what the problem was. But that was one of our lines that was.
So y'all didn't get any y'all didn't get any feedback from the customers as to why they were quitting?
Right, right. Mm-hmm. They just kind of, yeah, that's why I didn't get any feedback. No, right.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think about it? You say you're still buying the product. You still think it's the best stuff ever, or are you starting to have your doubts?
No, I'm a customer, and I'm really happy being a customer. So mm-hmm. I
but those other people weren't.
That's going to get put under me to get like 7% free.
Oh, wait, so you're turning into you're turning it into a business is what you're saying.
No, the thing is that I have 30 slots where I could just get free product dollars, not money, because I don't want to earn money because it'll jack up it'll affect the SSI and stuff.
That'll ruin your welfare.
I see. Okay.
Ghetto capitalism.
They're like, if you're doing so well, if you're working, making money, well, why don't you get off Social Security and get a job? You know, they always jack you up. So we always know that we can't work too much. If they work, if you make like $1.
She knows. She knows every in and out of this system. She's got to be very careful.
I would love to just cancel that system.
Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. Wow. Amazing. By the way, for listeners, if you don't know, Sarah has gotten out of the homeless shelter. She's now in a trailer, or she was in a trailer park, and then her boyfriend slash co-roommate or whatever got a townhouse. So she's been moving up in the last several years, and I guess he was working for a network marketing company, but apparently he just quit.
Is this network? Are we talking about MLM stuff here?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Network marketing.
Yeah, we were trying to praise her for like being into turning into a capitalist slowly but surely. But as it seems, she's not willing to actually make any money at this. She just wants the free product. Let's go to your phone calls here. We got another caller on. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, this is CWKTOX.
CW, what's on your mind tonight? Go ahead.
I just want to say I had to work 7 years to be able to take a year off, finally. I saved up enough out of 7 years. I'm finally taking at least, well, I'm on month four now. I don't want to go the whole year yet, but I'm thinking about it.
I feel like I'd run out of things to do. Like if I didn't have...
Nothing.
Go ahead.
Oh, I have nothing free. I don't get food stamps. I don't get any assistance.
Nice.
All I do is I live with my mother, and people bash me because I'm a 37-year-old man. I live with my mother still, and she cooks my food. Who cares, bro? I can take a year off if I want and not have to beg anybody for anything.
So, I mean, does your mom hate you?
Kind of, but...
You see, I was going to go to bat for you there because, you know, I'm 47, And I love my mom. I would move back in with my mom. In fact,
I wouldn't live with my mom.
My mom's awesome, and she's probably my very best friend in the world. I love my mom. We have an awesome relationship. We can be under the same roof with each other indefinitely and never even get bristly with each other. And I would totally back in with my mom.
But
she lives in New York, and there ain't no way I'm living in that hellhole. You don't go from New Hampshire to, you don't go from the very best to the very worst.
To the worst.
You know?
Yeah.
I left my that place on purpose.
So what else, CW?
Oh, that was about it. I just wanted to bash on some people that get free crap all the time. And I'm in Arizona, so we still have our gun rights. So.
Right.
Very good. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Hey, look, you know, it's certainly something you're going to see more of, especially as the economy gets worse. I mean, it's something that a lot of people have been poking fun of for people for years, for living with their parents until they're in their 30s and their 40s. And the reality is, as it gets tougher out there, it's just going to be something people are going to have to swallow their pride. And, hey, if you can't pay the mortgage and you can't pay the rent, then you got to move back in with people, whether it's your family or roommates or whatever. You got to be able to make ends meet. I mean, I don't blame somebody for it. Personally, it's not for me. It's not something I would want to do. But if you're in that circumstance and you got to do it, hey, you got to do what you got to do. Although, dude, at some point, obviously, your mom's not going to be there anymore, right?
Right.
So you better prepare for that.
Yeah, you know, you got to prepare to eject at some point.
Yeah.
Well, and this whole thing of, like, moving across the country or moving entirely elsewhere when you're when you come of age is also, like, relatively new in American.
It is, yeah.
For hundreds of years and currently in other countries. I mean, maybe they wouldn't all live together in the same exact, like, room or house, you know, because that's how murders happen. But you would still have the grandparents would take care of the children, and then, you know, the grandchildren and the children would work, and then they'd take care of the parents, so you don't have to waste money on daycare or end of life care for retirement homes.
Sure.
So it's actually rather normal and it makes sense for saving money too. I mean, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing, but it's like if you're just playing video games and, you know, doing whatever, you're like wasting away in your parents' basement, then that is a problem.
Yeah, that's a great point. And it really is more of a testament to the prosperity of the American experiment, right? Because one of the reasons why people stay home in these other cultures, beyond the fact that it's sort of a culturally okay thing to do, is it's also a sensible thing to do from a financial perspective. We've been so successful over the last couple hundred years in the United States is we've been able to afford to spread our wings and move out sooner rather than later. And that, in a recession, is going to be harder to do. So, Vincent, you wanted to talk about Yay.
Yes, yes.
The artist formerly known as Kanye West, now known as
Ye. I'm just going to call him Kanye. I'm not messing around with that stuff.
All right, well, that's what he wanted to be called.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just, he's been so pretentious about it. And I mean, Ye is like close to, I mean, it's just to feed his ego because Ye is close to Yah. Right, which is, you know, one of the, you know, names for God. He calls himself, God's the Most High, yet I'm a close high in his lyrics. So, this whole thing is just a man just to expand his ego.
Doesn't he also call himself Yeezus or something like that?
I haven't heard him call himself that recently, but yeah, I remember Yeezus was the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
So
what's going on with him? He disappeared for a little while after making appearances on the Alex Jones show while wearing a full black balaclava face, not even a balaclava, like full mask and goggles or whatever, like you couldn't even see his face, and then talking about like Hitler was a good guy kind of thing on he made Alex Jones uncomfortable. Like Alex Jones, who's normally not at a loss for words, had a tough time handling this guest.
That's funny.
Kanye West. So that was the last time I saw him sort of in the public sphere was he was making... Oh, yeah, Tim Pool, he also appeared there and then walked off the set after 15 minutes.
Was it that long?
Yeah, it didn't take that long.
It was criminally short, in my view.
He planned it.
Childishly short.
He planned it. He telegraphed early in the interview that he was going to leave. I believe he said something early on that made it sound like he was already plotting and or considering leaving. So I think they went there with the intention of stirring up controversy by walking off Tim Pool. I think that was planned.
Yeah, that makes sense. Especially back then, that's when Milo was associated with it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, he's not anymore? Is Milo gone?
No, Milo parted ways, and after billing Kanye like $100,000, I And so we're actually here. We're going to get into some of the filing. So
filing?
Some of the filing. So there's actually some official paperwork here.
Oh, okay.
Because Kanye West disappeared. He's like losing properties. He's getting
lost his bank accounts.
Probably in trouble with the IRS, very possibly. And he disappears, marries a woman, a Jewish woman, who looks like his ex-wife.
But 20 years younger, right?
Yeah. And so, and probably a lot less, like, you know, $50,000 less plastic surgery. And he sort of disappeared. And so recently he was found by his lawyers, or his former lawyers, who want to tell him that they're not going to be representing him anymore.
Hmm.
He took a woman's phone, like a paparazzi's phone, who is videotaping him, and he took the phone, just grabbed it, and then threw it, and then ran away, right? Very presidential behavior. and so on this article is January 31st. Okay, so it's a little old, but it's still an update. In a filing submitted Monday, this is from People.com, filing submitted Monday, surfaced by the Daily Beast, Kanye 2020, the current name of West's Political Action Committee, so he actually does have a Political Action Committee, reported spending $142,000 in expenses for the last 3 months of 2020, but not bringing in any donations. 2022, but not bringing in any donations that year.
Yeah, but he doesn't really need it.
Right. Well, I don't know about that. Of all this money he's been losing and hemorrhaging.
But he was a billionaire, right? Like, Kanye West was doing very, very well for himself.
He's probably not going to miss a meal.
Yeah.
No, but he also is a fool, and it turns out he didn't even manage his own money. Like, he made a comment during an interview that he had to figure out how Apple Pay works, and that, like, he doesn't carry a wallet. So he might have, like, a lot of money, but I think, like, accessing it would be an issue, mm-hmm. and especially with all the IRS stuff. But to be fair,
he's kind of like a child, basically. He's got people who take care of him.
Yeah, he's, like, so wealthy. I'd compare it more to, because a child is innocent, I'd compare it to, like, a Chinese royalty, you know, where they, like, break their feet, you know, they bind their feet and they're carried around, you know, and it's to show how powerful they are, but it's also a way to control them.
Well, I think just Kanye's like kind of aspy, too. He seems pretty aspy.
Really?
Oh, I agree 100%. Yeah, like the gimp mask he wore, I highly suspect it was because of the studio lights. He didn't like the studio lights in his eyes.
Really?
And a lot
he's been on a stage before. I mean, he's got to be used to that.
Yeah, actually, no, that makes sense. So I don't know why he wore the gimp mask, man. Probably because
Stir up controversy. He thrives on being weird, right? Like getting people to talk about, oh, Kanye wouldn't show his face, blah, blah, blah. So you're saying no donations in an entire year?
Yeah. Wow. And it's even worse because, so back when he was a beloved billionaire artist, when he ran in 2020, he got 60,000 votes in a dozen states. Just imagine how much fewer votes he's going to get now that he's gone on national media saying how much he loves Hitler and just being dry out of himself. It's going to be even worse than now. I mean, these people who are yay 2024, I feel bad for them. They're totally deluded.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to watch. Vincent, thanks for dropping in with us here tonight. Shire Free Media, check him out. It's shirefreemedia.com. Get those archives up, man. Spend a half an hour tonight. Go back into the Odyssey archives and get them up there.
I will. Thank you.
All right, brother. Thanks, man. Appreciate you being here. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.